Underwent emergency surgery today in Lima after shooting himself in the head. It happened as police tried to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. Garcia is 69 years old, and his condition is described as grave. Washington is in full anticipation mode, awaiting tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Also in the scheduled mix is an early White House response. Here is Mike Kempen.
One of the president's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani, says the rebuttal will be published in the hours after the release of the Mueller report. Giuliani says it will be dozens of pages long. The Justice Department plans to release a redacted version of the report tomorrow morning. It will be sent to Congress and made available to the public.
That was AP correspondent Mike Kempen. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed a special advisor to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. A spokesman says Guterres is very attached to his partnership with the African Union and will do whatever he can to support its efforts. The new special advisor is Nicholas Haysom, formerly the UN's top person in Somalia. He was expelled when the government charged he was trying to interfere in Somalia's internal affairs. Police in Colorado are searching for an 18-year-old woman suspected of making threats against Denver area schools, being sought as Sol País, Spanish for Sun Country. Among the schools targeted in the alleged threat was Columbine High School, where a pair of students killed 13 people and wounded 24 others 20 years ago this month before killing themselves. Hundreds of Denver schools are closed today because of police concerns. This is VOA News. The Trump administration today is announcing new sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua. It is the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere, though a spotlight today is on Venezuela and its embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
A senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's political power struggle. Until now, embattled President Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid, insisting his people didn't need it, something the millions who have fled the country would strongly deny. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has revealed plans to open two big tents for housing migrants at a pair of Texas border locations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
U.S. Customs and Border Protections advertised the need to set up two massive tents that can hold about 500 people each and could be ready in just weeks. One is planned for El Paso and the other in the border town of Donna. Potential contractors were told detainees would sleep on mats, there would be showers, and a fenced-off recreation yard outside. Inside, the tents could be divided by gender and for families or children alone. Customs and Border Protection says it's committed to safeguarding detainees in a humane and dignified manner. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron is conferring with his cabinet on the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. In a nationwide address Tuesday night, Macron said his plan was to rebuild the historic landmark, in his words, even more beautifully within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses have so far pledged close to $1 billion for the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began. President Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka continues her African tour designed to promote the empowerment of women in national economies. Her latest stop was a cocoa farm in the Ivory Coast. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more.